Part 6, Student Interview, Producing Print Math Using the Braille Light, Follow-Up.
Dr. Kapperman has taught me how to do Braille math so that it would appear correctly for a sighted person on the Braille Light. Since then, let's see, it's been a couple of months now, and I've been using it every day to complete my homework, and it's working out real well, better than I thought, actually. For one thing, the aides are able, like the assistants in the class that grade my homework, are able to see, number one, my answers, and number two, the work that I have done to get the answers. And they're, because they can see that and compare it to the teacher's steps that she has written on the overhead, they can tell me exactly where I'm going wrong. See, previously I had a problem where I was getting wrong answers, but they couldn't tell me why I was getting the wrong answer. Now I'm able to show all of my work and keep all of my work in the file along with the regular answers so that it wouldn't all appear as gibberish as it would have before. As I said earlier, before I used to just write my answers simple numbers in grade 2 Braille, which would make all the other stuff appear as gibberish. But now that they're seeing that, they're able to give me more input, and I'm not making the same mistakes as often as I was before I began using Braille math on the Braille Light. I really don't find any problems with it. There is one little bug on my Braille Light, which is if I have the View in Grade 2 feature on, if I'm looking at a Grade 1 file that I've downloaded from disk or something and I have View in Grade 2 on, it seems to make my math look a little bit weird, but I can just turn that off and that's really no big deal. Other than that, I can't really complain about it. I think it's great.